Tim, now that you've sort of laid this out, what do you think we should do about it? The schools or the state?
Well, one thing that does seem to come out from our results is that where there are programs like Ramona's, which are focused on helping out children who have been separated during migration, that the best place for such programs seems to be in high schools and middle schools and not so much in elementary schools, since that's where the problem is. Something else that Ramona mentioned also came out in our interviews with teachers and parents, and that is that it's important to have at least some counselors and school administrators who are comfortable in the culture of the immigrant child and their parents. And this is important both for the children, but also for the parents, who often also have very limited English skills, know very little about the educational system in the United States, which can be very different from the educational system in the countries from which they come. Because they're uncomfortable with the educational system, because they don't have the English skills, it's often very difficult for them to help their children adjust to school, help their children learn with school. And sort of on a very prosaic level, it can be difficult for them to help their children with homework. And homework was an issue that a lot of parents talked about as being a difficulty. They can't help their kids with homework because they don't understand the instructions, and they would really like to have instructions or some way of talking to teachers in Spanish. There's another issue, which is, I think, a national issue. And I heard on NPR this morning as I was coming in, for example, that Congressman Honda and Senator Leahy have both introduced bills to make it easier for family members to be reunited with immigrants in the United States, to make that process take less time. And to the extent that children can be reunited more quickly and at younger ages with immigrant parents in the United States, I think that helps with the problem.
Ramona, what do you think are some answers for the system, the school system, the public system, to the problems of separation?
Well, I think most importantly, we do need to do a better job at recruiting bilingual personnel. Counselors, teachers, I think the kids need to see themselves reflected in adults in the building, and especially when you have schools that are primarily or have a very high population of ESOL students, of immigrant students, and it appears the majority really in our county are Latino students. I think we need to do a better job of that, and it is a difficult task. It truly is. On the other hand, I think that as we build programs for ESOL students and we train professionals, we work with teachers, it can also help to raise awareness on the parts of teachers. You know, many teachers don't realize not only that this is an issue, but that the implications of coming to be reunified with your family here, and they don't realize that some of the difficulties the kids are having are related to this, and I've found that in educating teachers about this, it really made a lot of sense to them, and they took a lot of things into consideration, made more of an effort to reach out, to connect with the students. I mean, it's true at this level, at the high school level, teachers have a tremendous responsibility. There just aren't enough hours in the day to accomplish everything, including the academics and the personal issues, and it is a tough challenge. It really is.